Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Podcast is intended for mature audiences.
The views and opinions expressed are those.
Yeah, I mean, look, all I see, and I don't speak to Gervonta, I know Gervonta, but all I see is social media.
Yeah.
And all he does all day is moan about his promoter and the fact that he can't get a fight. So I thought, look, we got a lot of money. DAZN would love Gervonta Davis. So I went to Mayweather Promotions, this is probably about 3 or 4 months ago, and said, here's a three-fight offer. Co-promotion. I know you're not going to let him go, but let's work together on it. You clearly can't get him out. He's clearly unhappy. So let's try and solve that. They came back about 1.2 seconds later and went, thank you for your offer. We're not interested. I went, okay. And then a month later or 2 months later, he's moaning. And he's, so I went back and said, look, and I didn't double the offer, but it was a huge offer. And he came back and he said, thanks for the offer. We're not interested. So I can't.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
I'm back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Boxing Voice, hashtag TBV podcast, wherever hashtags are used. I am back with my main man, Michael Gross, and we are here to talk Eddie Hearn, Gervonta Davis, TMT Promotions, Floyd Mayweather, Leonard Ellerbe, even Oscar De La Hoya. Is it poaching season? I thought you needed a license to hunt, because it seems like these promoters are out to get one another. They definitely want those prized possessions in the boxing world, and Gervonta Davis is one of those guys that can cross over. In terms of social media, very close to a million, if not above it. Rubs elbows with the Drakes of the world. Has popular social media beefs with Ryan Garcia. I don't know. But we're here to discuss Eddie Hearn and his multiple offers to co-promote Tank Davis. To co-promote. Trying to get him three fights. Trying to give us that fight that we wanted with Tevin Farmer and Tank. This is what we're here to talk about. You know the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. Don't type when you can Skype. So all my little sheep in the chat section, don't type when you can Skype. Skype Nestor Gibbs to be part of the conversation. That's N-E-S-T-O-R-G-I-B-B-S. Must be a friend to be added. But once again, don't type when you can Skype, right? You're a bunch of typers, you sheep. But anyway, let's bring in my boy, the main man, traveled from his land over to my side, to the East Coast, the best coast, Michael Gross.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
With the attempt, two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWizards.com.
Yo, 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 yo. What's going on, people? We back with another one. Eddie Hearn out here trying to give Tank Davis fights. Ness out here saying, oh, he rubbing elbows with Drake and he got Ryan Beef Garcia. But he ain't rubbing no elbows with nobody in the ring. He ain't fought since when? Eddie Hearn out here trying to get his main fights, you know what I'm saying? Co-promote. So I really don't like the term poaching. Me and Ness had a big argument about this earlier, but poaching is kind of a strong word. So co-promote and help this man get more fight and put money in his pocket. And this promoter just turned it down without even consulting his fighter. That's right there, kind of pissing me off, but we'll get more into it. And my man over here eating goddamn me pies and shit. You're like a big ass pie over there, man. But anyway, but yeah, how you feel about Eddie? Is it poaching? I mean, is that the correct term? Because I looked up the definition. Where Ness looked up the definition, and that means to hunt illegally. And Eddie has came out and said that I want to co-promote. So hunt illegally is kind of a strong term to use.
Man, it's poaching. Don't be soft. Don't be fucking soft. It's poaching. Eddie dropping subliminals, dropping purses. Oh, I made a big offer. Oh, I upped the offer. He's trying to cause ripples in an already still ocean. You know, it's a lake right now.
A lake of what?
A lake of water, still water. No jet skiers, no boats. It's calm.
That's the problem. Tank ain't been given the opportunities. And Eddie's trying to give it to him.
Tank is going to have to do like everyone else, brother.
Do what? Like everybody else.
Get out of his contract.
Tank has came out and said, I got 2.5 years left on my contract.
So he shouldn't be publicly shitting on his promoter then.
Why? I mean, if I feel like my promoter is not doing the best thing for me and I try to handle it behind doors.
Yo, somehow the rap game reminds me of the crack game. Remember that? Won't you use that analogy?
Hey, fuck all that.
Nah, seriously. Think about rap and boxing the same. If you shit on your label, why are they going to put your album out? Come on, Mike. You should know better than this.
What you mean if you shit on your label? It's been plenty of motherfucking rappers that shit on a fucking label.
And they get shelved.
Not all of them. All right. Not when you a fucking a supreme talent like Tank. You do not get shelved.
Well, he being shelved right now.
That's bullshit. And Eddie's looking on the outside looking in and saying, hey, man, I can help out.
What he's doing is ruffling feathers. If he gets Tank upset enough, you never know what can happen. And that's unfair.
That's part of the game then.
That's unfair. Tank is under contract.
If you chefing me, I got a right to get fucking mad.
So you telling me Eddie and the UK fans would be happy if Al Haymon was sending fucking offers to AJ?
For one fight deal?
No.
To co-promote,
yeah.
AJ's getting fights.
And?
Tank ain't getting fights.
Oh, so that's the only time it makes it okay when you ain't getting fights.
If I'm willing to co-promote with you and you,
matter,
and you do minimum of the work because you know if Tank coming to other zone, they're gonna promote that just himself.
Listen, forget all that minimum of the work. No, because you ignoring the fact that you know Eddie won't never allow it. He won't never allow it. Get out of here. Okay. He won't never allow it. Tell Eddie to co-promote with Al.
Tell Eddie to fucking keep doing what he's doing.
Yeah, that's real right. Poaching. Poaching.
Super chat from Cass.
Poaching.
Most views on the zone is 15K, with AJ and Hearn hasn't filled a arena yet. Hearn is Kathy Duval level. Look here, man. The zone is just starting off. We all know when a new business starts off, they typically lose money within the first 2 years. Amazon did. Netflix did, a lot of big corporations did, and you see where they are at now. So just give it time, man. Just give it time.
Yeah, time.
But anyway, man.
They giving Tank time, and you want them to rush. Bruh, but meanwhile, they can't rush with their own shows.
You can't fucking rush with fucking one fight this year, bro. That's turtle speed. What the fuck are you talking about? One fight? Tank has come out. I want a fight. I need a fight this year. He was happy when
didn't Mayweather buy his contract out and buy his contract? I mean his own. Why doesn't Tank follow in his mentor's footsteps?
Because you know,
is that offer available to everyone too? That's something we got to look up.
There are behind the scenes rumors, but we ain't gonna get into that. But it is what it is. I mean, everybody got a vendetta, or everybody, if you feel like you've been done wrong, then certain shit gotta take precedent. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's the boxing game, not the fucking soap opera life, all right? Tank is out here saying he needs a fight. His promoter is not willing to give him a fight. And Eddie is coming in.
But what do you mean? He's saying he don't. No, but Mike, you're saying he said he needed a fight, and then the other day he tweeted that he got a fight.
He got a fight when?
Look, you ain't see what Abner Mars tweeted? Like,
when
yo,
fight?
Abner Mars
is fighting.
I'm about to tell you. Abner Mars tweeted out, like, yo, about to make an announcement, big name, And then Javonta tweeted underneath it. You ain't see that?
I ain't see shit of that. All right. Big name, what? It hasn't been announced.
No, I ain't been announced.
How many rumors have you fucking heard with Javonta's name and somebody else?
About a month worth.
All right, then.
That's only a month.
Has anything been announced?
That's all. Has anything been announced for Jamel Charlo?
Yes,
Jamel
sir. Charlo? Barclays Center, December 22nd.
All right. So that means these announcements start on the road. December 22nd is part of the new deal.
We're going to see.
Is it not part of the new deal, Mike? Is it not part of the new deal? All right, then. So slow the fuck down.
But he saw one time this year.
All right. And he'll fight.
Eddie's trying to get him out.
He'll fight.
Before this year is over with.
Eddie trying to get him out to what? To be seen in front of 6,000 people?
He's got a fight coming up in Las Vegas.
So you telling me it's better for Javonta to go ahead and sign to Eddie, be seen by 6,000 instead of waiting for a Showtime card?
For one fight that you know is going to be easy?
Yeah, fight on Showtime gets him seen by over a million. One fight on Eddie gets him seen by who?
And this goes to the even bigger picture.
Yo, he signed to Eddie, he's going to be on a motherfucking milk carton.
It goes to the even bigger picture, though. If we can't fucking make Tevin Farmer versus Javonta Davis, how the fuck do we expect to make Joshua and Wilder or motherfucking Crawford and fucking Spence?
We never gonna make it with these type of tactics. Business ethics.
Oh my god. So a promoter coming out enticing
brother
a fighter,
publicly and telling the world that you've made multiple offers to an already contracted fighter only allows the media to write more stories to make that fighter edgy. Make him want to jump ship.
The world we live in.
There you go. So his business practices. Yes, you do.
You get asked the question and you answer it.
You like his business practices. So don't get mad. Why'd Eddie get mad when Deontay went straight to him? To AJ.
I don't know.
You know, it's the same thing.
Tell me why.
Because you got a promoter, so you go through the promoter.
Okay.
And when the promoter says no, you stop.
Okay.
You don't continue to publicly say what you've offered, publicly pitch this narrative that the fighter's unhappy.
Okay. Let me know when you're done.
I'm done.
Okay. Check this out. We get mad when fighters and promoters don't be truthful and voiceful about their opinion. This guy was asked a question. It wasn't like he was just giving his fucking a lecture or a fucking speech to a group of reporters. He was asked a question and he answered that question truthfully. Isn't that what we want from fighters and promoters? Enough with the bullshit.
He answered it truthfully in Mike's eyes. He answered it truthfully. Meanwhile, what he really did was answer it with his narrative.
What narrative is that?
The one that suits him.
I made an offer. They didn't like it. I came back and I didn't double the offer, but I made a significant increase in the offer and they still didn't want it. I can't do shit else with it. Exactly what he said. What's wrong with that, Ness?
Meanwhile, he's saying he can't do nothing else with it, but he's still out there publicly trying to say that, you know, Tank is unhappy. It's just like, move on. Move on. You trying to ruin their situation.
What are they ruining? He ain't fighting.
He cock blocking. He cock blocking.
Floyd cock. Never mind.
Know what I'm saying? He need to just leave Tank be. If Tank want out, he need to get with Eddie, get that DAZN money to buy his contract out.
Bro, you tripping.
You
tripping.
How's he going to do it?
If he can't fucking even co-promote, how the fuck is he going to get with Eddie?
Dog, he buying a contract out.
Man, Floyd probably got a fucking clause in that bitch to where...
To say what? What is the clause going to say?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Gonna be a lot. It's gonna be more than fucking $800,000than what he paid back then. Add inflation to that shit, maybe 3.6.
I don't know, man. Listen, if Tank wasn't already a star,
I can't believe you're going with this fucking narrative that fucking Eddie's doing bad business practices. Don't put that shit out there like that. He was asked,
he absolutely was asked
the fucking question.
He absolutely is. He absolutely is. Anytime he gets a chance, he's trying to discredit, break down, only to build up his own brand. Oh, Tank ain't dead. Oh, he's unhappy. Oh, this, that, and the third. We made offers. Oh, he's crazy. They crazy. But we would love him. We would love him. That's all he ends all his sentences. We would love him.
Eddie is looking out for the fans. The fans want to see Tank's back. Tank's fans are on his Twitter constantly. Constantly. Tank, when are you back in the rain, big dog? What's next for you, big dog? When can we see you in the future, big dog? Man, I miss you seeing with them gloves on. And we and Tank always, hey, man, it's coming, nothing soon. Some coming up big quick. Some, it's always something, but it's never anything. And Eddie's coming in and say, hey, listen, man. Hey, Tank. Hey, Floyd, even better yet, he didn't even go with Tank. He didn't even do what fucking Oscar did. He didn't do what Oscar did. He said, hey, Floyd. Hey, Mayweather, promotion. Hey, Leonard.
Yeah, but what does he keep doing?
Whoa.
Because you seen what he did. He said, oh, I made a big offer. So Tank right away on social media said, oh, what big offer? I didn't hear about it.
Exactly.
No, that's
exactly.
That's my friend. That's bad. That's bad business practices right there. That's going around the promoter right there. Stop lying, bro.
It's not going around promoter.
Man, get the fuck out of here. All right, whatever, man. Whatever.
Whatever. You got your opinion, I got mine.
Yo, if you like what you're listening to, hit the thumbs up. And if you're a mindless sheep from the UK, hit the thumbs down.
Don't do that shit, man. Look
hit
here.
The thumbs look down. Here. Fuck if
you,
the sheep.
If you feel the mic
down with flow, the sheep.
If you feel the mic flow, smash that fucking thumbs up and tell
down
a friend
with the sheep.
To tell a friend.
Sheep, man. Yo, so Fresh BX wants me to talk about this Machado, who's the real super WBA. If you check his Twitter, he's like, yo, man, I'm the real WBA champ, not Tank.
Of course, Tank got a regular.
Mm-hmm.
So
what do you think about Machado?
Who are you there with? Fucking Mayweather Promotion got that man a fucking regular title. Why?
Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, Jesse was fighting for a silver.
Meanwhile, Tevin stuff strolling around with a motherfucking IBF that fucking
he came to the zone with it?
Yeah, defended it. All
right, then. Don't forget it already.
And Lou was smart. And his promoter, Lou, was smart. What the fucking Lou do? A co-promotional deal so his fighter can get more exposure.
Yeah, because his fighter, Tevin, wasn't getting on TV. He was fighting at 7 in the morning in China. This was the best thing for Tevin. Is it the best thing for fucking Javonta, who's a star?
So getting on TV one time a year is great.
Yeah, it's better than getting on TV three times a year and being seen by 6,000 people times three, motherfucker.
But you can stream it when you want to stream, though. You can watch it.
Stream these nuts. Don't nobody give
Tevin.
A fuck.
You can watch
only 6,000 people streamed it, baby.
You can watch Tevin on the zone or
6,000
or ESPN Plus 6,000 anytime you want to.
6,000.
What can you find Tank last fight at?
6,000.
Let me know. Showtime 6, got a fucking archive.
Hell yeah!
And I love Showtime.
Hell yeah, they got an archive.
Where is that?
On their own demand.
It's like 8 fights on that bitch.
You crazy
man? Go look at it right now. Pull it up.
Did you check on my cable box?
Nah. All
right. Well, then check because okay. You bugging. I don't know how to use it.
I looked at my fucking the website. Real quick, Jack Kilsby, wilder side chick in his feelings again today.
Jack is just a sheep.
Jack, you're a sheep?
He's a fucking sheep.
Augustus Berg, give it up, Mike. Jamie Bram, Nist, please stop talking.
Another sheep.
Mike should go solo. Don't get dragged down to his level.
More sheep.
These are all the same
sheep from the Kelbrook and the Khan fights.
Ness don't want boxers to get paid. Tank is definitely a star. Floyd ain't doing shit, so Tank should go to the zone.
If Floyd ain't doing nothing, why Eddie want him?
Because
Floyd, no. Okay. Floyd found this kid when nobody knew
that's
him.
True.
Floyd
that's
made true. Him who he is. Now that's Eddie true. Want him. Now that's Oscar true. Want him, but yet Floyd ain't doing nothing. You fucking sheep. Yeah.
We ain't gonna give Eddie all this shit and not bring up Oscar.
Who introduced Tank to Drake?
Would Drake have
met Tank if he wasn't with TMT and Floyd Mayweather?
Probably not.
All right. How does Instagram get over the top for being with Drake? How'd that connection come from? Flying around the world with Floyd, taking pictures on top of jets with Floyd. Come on, dog. Listen, like all relationships. It's something we don't know. These two was real chummy. They was real friends in Kissy Crunch a couple years ago. Shit changed. That's the way it go. You guys seen plenty of hosts on this show. Shit changed. That's the way it go. Fucking sheep.
I'm trying to find a fucking Oscar De La Hoya tweet.
Straight up UK sheet, man. Oh,
shit, we got some motherfucking.
Where y'all at? I want to see 100 thumbs down. Where the fuck the sheep at? All the little Eddie ball bag holders.
Cause they agree with Mike, so they smashing the thumbs up.
Sheep.
You a fucking sheep, man. I can't believe that you fucking actually going with this fucking narrative.
What narrative? Listen, if this was a fighter that wasn't already contracted to another promoter, I wouldn't have any problem with it. I wouldn't have any problem. I like Eddie, and I like what he's doing for boxing. But I don't like that he's actively trying to ruffle the feathers with a relationship that is already pre-existing. You don't do that. That's like someone calling you up and saying, yo, Mike, man, you should leave Ness, man. Come on over here, man. Yo, we going to do this over here, man. Come on out. What the fuck? And then after you say no or I say no, now they on Twitter telling all our fans and listeners like, man, I was offering Mike all this money, but he don't want to come.
And Mike said no.
Yeah. And then your fans are all on you, attacking you. You got to answer these questions every day when you made your own moral decision.
If my fans are attacking me, then they weren't really my fans to begin with.
Come on, Mike. Stop it,
What
man.
You mean?
Stop it.
They can't let
Yo, social media
you,
is powerful,
you
man.
You can't let it get to you, though.
Well, it do get to them. No, it do. Not, all right, so ask Terrence Crawford why he don't come on the show then if it don't get to
that's
him.
That's true.
Come on, dog. Get out of here with that
quick,
bullshit.
Real quick, we got a Oscar De La Hoya tweet at Javonte Davis, and he added the motherfucker.
Yeah, another poor business ethic.
Now, yeah, this right here is very poor. Very poor. He didn't even fucking try to bring me with promotions into it. But anyway, at Javonte, you are a beast in the ring. And fun to watch. Give me a call so I can get you some fights on the zone, USA. Give
man,
me
disrespectful,
a call.
Disrespectful.
That's totally disrespectful.
But you see what he did. No.
Now this is bad business practice. He totally bypassed the promoter. Didn't even attempt to do what Eddie was trying to do. Now that I can agree with you with, but saying Eddie is doing bad, no.
Come on,
no.
bro. You just on your no. Eddie love today, and it's all good.
Fuck Eddie.
Nah,
he you Eddie Murphy.
Nah. Yeah. You fuck with Eddie. That's
Eddie
your man.
Eddie doing good thing for boxing right now.
That's your man.
I mean,
yeah, real good thing he did in that other negotiation.
What's that?
The ones we won't speak of.
Ah, okay.
I'm not doing that.
We all know what's going on with that.
All I know is
big dog came out.
If the fighter isn't contracted to anybody, do your thing.
Okay.
You know, but if he is, don't do that. Don't stir the feathers. Don't cause trouble for people. Don't cause trouble. Cause ain't nobody causing trouble for him.
O-T-K-T.
Nobody's out there. I don't see anybody out there sending contracts to AJ trying to sign AJ to co-promote AJ. Nobody.
Because AJ's getting fights.
But Mike, it doesn't matter. So you telling me, wait a minute.
You ain't making sense, bro.
All right. You know why I'm not making no sense?
You ain't making sense, bro.
You cutting me off and you're not listening. So you telling me there's not a dozen U.S. promoters that could offer Anthony Joshua co-promotional contract for U.S. television over here? Don't smack yourself, man. Don't smack yourself. You telling me Bob can't be trying to offer him and Al can't be? What? You making faces? Fuck you talking about?
The same motherfucking face I made when y'all said Canelo and Oscar should go talk to Bob and not go directly to ESPN. Why the fuck would I with Anthony Joshua go attempt to fucking go talk to Bob Arum or fucking Al Heyman? I have the product. I'm going to the network.
He ain't got no US. He ain't got no.
He
signed at the zone, silly.
But
his fight got seen by 15 people.
One fight.
15,000 people.
So
get out of here.
So Showtime won't deal
with him. I do more than that. Taking
Showtime won't deal with him. Showtime won't deal with him. Exactly.
Whatever, Mike.
Showtime won't deal with him.
Whatever, Mike.
Exactly, man.
Whatever, man.
Hey, you know what motherfuckers say? Whatever. They ain't got no fucking comeback. Move on.
I got comeback, but right, I'm not going back and forth because, again, nothing that you're saying matters. The only thing that matters is that there can and there is not, but there can be U.S. promoters actively trying to do the exact same thing that Eddie is doing, but they are not. sending Anthony Joshua no emails, no offers. They can. It doesn't matter whether Anthony Joshua will accept or not, Mike. Get that shit through your head. Talking about, oh, I am the problem. Who gives a fuck? They could still
the
send an offer.
Showtime was
man,
fucking
whatever,
pissed.
Bro. I'm going to go to as the callers,
left,
man.
Nah,
you bugging.
Caller. Hold on. Showtime was pissed when he left. Wasn't I? Smile, nigga. You know I'm telling the truth.
I don't know what you're talking you know about. What does Showtime being pissed
Showtime
have to do with anything?
Because they were like,
what does that have to do with a promoter?
Like
what does
why
that,
do
what
like
does
like
that have to do with a promoter sending an offer? Like, get to the fucking point. What
I
does that got to do with a promoter
I,
sending
the,
an offer?
The point is, when you're the product like Anthony Joshua, you don't need a promoter. You go right to the fucking source, the HBO,
okay.
the Showtime,
okay.
the Zone, even the motherfucking Netflix.
Okay.
If they want to start streaming
last
fights.
Last I checked, Anthony Joshua doesn't make more money than Canelo, isn't richer than Canelo, doesn't get paid more than Canelo, and he still went to the Zone with a promoter. Shut up, Mike.
Bro,
shut
you
up.
Your mind, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, he may not make as much as Canelo, but he's the second highest paid. Second highest paid.
Did Canelo go alone?
Say he ain't.
Did Canelo go alone?
No, he went with
the only man to ever go alone was Floyd. So stop it, Mike.
Oh
stop
my
it.
God.
You're losing.
Oh my God.
You're losing.
Okay.
You're losing. Yo, you better loosen that noose, man. Stop, bro. You need to breathe a little bit. Yeah, there you go. Now he breathing. All them exhales, folks. All them exhales, y'all.
I'm losing, though. Y'all see the motherfucking debate champ right here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm losing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn right.
I don't know. You know why you're losing? Because
why?
Because
why?
Because this is a podcast and not everyone can see you. So right now, just you saying what you're saying, they don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
well, hey, look here, man.
Oh,
if you like what you hear, go on YouTube and watch the live version and see Mike with that motherfucking IBF strap on his shoulder, owning this ass today. Like I do every day.
I don't
day.
Know how you owning. The only
shit.
Thing you owning is,
God,
you know, partial
no
stake in the Eddie Hearn
no
fan
sense,
club.
It's like you got Eddie Hearn.
No, I'm making sense. You just purposely trying not to comprehend it.
What you mean? I'm listening. You talking about bad business practices, but the guy went to the source, the promoter. He didn't go to the fight. He didn't pull the Oscar.
Bruh, you're choosing to ignore the irony in my hypothetical.
I'm
because if someone were to do what he was doing, people would be upset.
You
it's
can't
just
put
the bottom Devontae line.
On the same level as Anthony Joshua.
Dog, a fighter is a fighter. Poaching is poaching.
Oh
bottom line.
A fighter not a fighter.
Fighter is fighter.
A
poaching is poaching.
Fighter,
you're trying to take someone else hard work.
Every fighter.
You're trying to take someone else hard work. You're trying to take someone else hard work. Eddie made Joshua. Eddie made Joshua like TMT Promotions made Tank. That's just the bottom line. That's just the bottom line. Whether you want to do it, you trying to ignore it.
Let me get my goddamn Wilder on shit for this nigga. Cause he ain't making no sense. They mean my WBC strap on my shoulder. This was Ness strap, but y'all see who got it now.
Yeah.
Undefeated. Never lost.
Never lost.
Big baller brand, goddamn it.
Never lost at tickling Eddie's fucking gold fingers.
Oh my God. I'm not the one that posted goddamn me Eddie Ness on the fucking IG page.
Uh-huh.
But hey,
let me go out to
post
the sponsors.
Did get a lot of hits, though. Yeah.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Remember, the call-in number is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. And remember, if you're in the chat, don't type when you can just Skype. Skype in by adding Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. Let's go out to Joseph in Texas. Talk to me.
Hey, what's good, TBC? How y'all doing today?
What's going on, big homie?
Hey, Mike, first thing, man, you got to understand is Showtime, they have a budget every year. You know, their business year is fixing to pick up. BBC fixing to start this deal.
Let me stop you right there, buddy.
Take it.
They got a budget, right?
Take it out there.
They got a budget, right? So, okay. So, meantime,
right.
While that budget is running out, why not let Eddie do one fight with Tank? That's all I'm saying.
My thing is, you don't want to piss off. You don't bite the hand that feeds you if you're PBC, if you're Mayweather Promotion. They got that deal with Showtime. And not only that, but let's be real, man. If you're saying for Tank's sake to get his name out there, how is going with Eddie Hearn going to help him out, man? Tell me right now who you know that even remembers that Danny Jacobs fight Saturday or that Bubu Andre fought last Saturday. I had completely forgot until I looked at my calendar that I had marked that Danny Jacobs actually fought this week. Eddie Hearn is not a good promoter. He's too busy talking about somebody else's fighter, you know, running around pretending like he's signed Canelo.
You got to talk into the mic, brother. You got to talk into the mic. You faded out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said Eddie Hearn is too busy promoting somebody else's fighter, running around acting like he signed Canelo to the zone when Canelo and Golden Boy went straight to the zone. I mean, you know, we don't hear nothing about Danny Jacobs' fight. We didn't hear nothing about Andre's fight. So how are we going to assume he makes Tank's career even better?
Who said anything about making his career better? It's all about
Well, obviously, that's the narrative that fucking Eddie is pitching, and he wants a three-fight deal. Oh, it's a three-fight deal.
Where'd that come from? Show me that quote.
What?
I put the quotes in here right now. Hold on. Let me read some goddamn quotes from Eddie.
Look, Eddie Hearn has made a big offer to Mayweather Promotions to bring Gervonta Davis, Tank Davis to DAZN to fight three times a year plus a Tevin Farmer fight, but they turned it down. It's in the chat. Anyway, you got hella background noise, Joseph. We out here on you, man. Jay in Orlando, holla.
Yo, fam. Yo. Hey, real quick, man. I got a question for y'all. What was Tank's like marquee fight that like got him to this level? Like, who did
Pedraza.
Level that
easy. Jose Pedraza.
Right? All right. So Pedraza is the one that brought Tank this fan base. He's the one that got him to where
not the fan base. That's what gave the hardcore fans the reason to back him.
But that jog with Drake probably gave him a big boost in fans.
And the whole global tour he did with Mayweather. Remember, Mayweather flew him around in a jet. That's where he started blowing up. His IG started picking up. Then, you know, when they finally kind of settled in, he ended up being with Drake for a while. Then Drake made the clothes, and he still gets a lot of OVO push. I think that's where it comes from.
So without Floyd, he would not be on this level. He would not be where he's at right now. Without his promoter, he would not be with his fan base.
That is my argument. But according to Mike, Floyd and TMT have done nothing for him, and there's no reason at all other than Tank's talent that Eddie Hearn and DAZN are offering him big, big bucks that allegedly is being turned down.
So, Ness, I agree with you 100%. Mike, I don't agree with you at all.
Exactly. He's a fucking weirdo. Floyd, and the only people that believe Mike are the fucking sheep in the chat. Fuck you, UK sheep.
Let me know when y'all done.
Yeah. So without Floyd, I can respond. Without Floyd, Tank would be nowhere near the fan base that he had. Pedraza doesn't bring in shit. Pedraza fights on ESPN Plus. He got dropped from Al Heyman. Pedraza doesn't have a fan base. So he got to where he's at by being Floyd Mayweather and by Floyd putting him on. Floyd has done numerous opportunities for him, and Tank is bipolar and can't keep up his end of the bargain. He got him a belt. Okay. And then he later on complained about getting that belt and said that he was forced in order to get that
he
belt.
He cried setup.
When he was begging for the opportunity to fight for the belt. He was begging to fight Jason Sosa, which would have been a way more harder fight than what it was when he fought Pedraza.
Then they gave him another championship versus a smaller dude.
Exactly.
They blessing old boy over there.
Bro, y'all bringing up fucking fan bases and shit. We bringing up about people being in the fucking ring and fighting. I'm trying to give the guy a fight, not trying to give him a fucking American Idol trophy.
It's not about that.
What happens
it's about
to any
fighting.
Promoter? What happens to any fighter? What happens to any fighter when you talk shit about your promoter? You get shelved.
He know that. He ignoring that shit.
Man, we got to move past that bullshit.
Oh, let's move past the key factor. Let's move past the main reason that you're in this predicament. Let's move past that. Jay, man, thanks for calling in, bro. We're going out to Brandon in Cincinnati, Ohio. Talk to me.
What's good? Can you fellas hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, both of you guys actually making some great points. Mike, I agree with you. You know, a young guy his age coming off a, you know, quick knockout win should have been, you know, back in the ring, you know, sooner than later because, you know, the last fight he had, it was, what, 3 rounds? So he really didn't break a sweat. So I agree he should have been back in the ring sooner, but like the last couple callers ago said, you know, they're going through a budget situation. The budget's going to, you know, be, you know, upgraded so it'll be more money involved. So if we send the same thing next year, then we can start saying, you know, he should start looking elsewhere. But then, until we see how this new deal works out for him, let's just wait and see. Because when you think about it, Bronner and Jamal Charlo was on that card with him, and they ain't fought since that card either. So it ain't just Tank. So it's obviously some financial stuff going on over there. And so I agree with Ness on that part. But Ness, I disagree with you as far as the coaching because, Eddie ain't, you know, just came out the blue. Tank has made it seem like he's been unhappy for a while. So it ain't like he's acting like he's been happy with Floyd Mayweather and then Eddie came out of here.
Hey,
and
Brandon.
Said, you know, come over here.
I hear you on that, right? But the thing is, if Mayweather already turned down 2 offers, why are you releasing that information to the media so that the media can get back to Tank and make it?
Here goes
my man right here. Damn. So do you have to release it? How many people say, you know what, no comment? Didn't Chris just do that to you in an interview because he's professional? That's what professionals do. But when you want to let shit out the bag purposely to serve your narrative, that's what Eddie does, bro. But you want to act blind. I know it. Yo, listen, there's been many people on the other side wanting that UK love. Let me tell you. Them UK dudes don't know how to love
UK
for real.
Love?
They love you today, tomorrow they hate you. They love you today, tomorrow they hate you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, bro. Brandon.
Love me, I'm happy.
It's on you, Brandon.
Okay. Oh, yeah. But another thing is you know, I don't see a problem with, you know, a 1-fight deal going. If that was the case, now you guys are saying 3-fight deals.
Three fights plus a former.
So he want to. So in actuality, what he really wants to do is give Tank a couple soft fights to build up the former fight. You know what I'm saying? But meanwhile, Mike talking about, oh, I want to see him in the ring.
It was just the 1 fight to go over there to fight former. You know, they got history, and then we forgetting the fact that former is rocking the belt that he got stripped of.
True. I mean, look, they got history. They got history. But let me tell you, you don't see me making a show about Clarissa Shields being poached to the zone, right? No. Why? Because it's a 1-fight deal. She still got her Christina Hammer fight on Showtime. Now, do I think it was a smart thing of Showtime to let Clarissa Shields go do a 1-fight deal with the zone? No. Because all they doing now is they're gonna show her the heavens and the fucking the heavens and the and show her that the sky is no limit, and say to her, you ain't even got a fight on Showtime.
Nope.
Fuck that fight. Walk away from that fight. We'll come around and we'll buy Hammer and make it bigger. Yes, we'll pay more over here. You know we will. Come on, the grass is greener. You'd never let nobody in the house. This is crazy. This is ludicrous. This is blasphemy. And Mike only likes blasphemy when it's coming out of Eddie's mouth is what I see. But it's all good. We're going to go to Ron in the bed.
Got super chat from Cass. Eddie empty Arena Hearn. I see. Hold on. Let's see if we got any more. I'm way better. Huh? Nope. That's it. All right. Right here.
Yo, why you gotta fuck up that super chat like that?
Like, Eddie, empty arena, Hearn.
That's right. Let that shit ring like my it's about something. You know what I'm saying? Anytime they hating on Eddie, you like get your monotone voice on.
Bro, I don't love Eddie. What the fuck? Fuck Eddie.
You acting like you love Eddie.
Eddie Murphy.
You acting like you love Eddie.
He ain't even fucking Eddie from Tekken.
That was my impression of Elvis, by the way.
BoxingWizards.com. I've been doing this. I ain't been up and fell off. I've been through the Lennox Lewis era, the Nassim Hamed era, the Sugar Shane Moses era, the Oscar De La Hoya era, Mark Antonio Brea. I've been through all the eras, and I still been
fell off. I'm gonna talk, you do too much talk. The thing is that
people want their subjective preference to be the objective reality.
HBO needs to fire you. You don't know shit about
BoxingWizards.com.
What's up, Ness? What's up, Ness?
Ron, what up?
I like the... I like y'all debate. I usually don't play the sides and go back and forth, but I'm going to have to side with Ness on this.
Mostly. What the fuck? Come on, Ron. You're killing me, dog. That's why you said, what's up, Ness, what's up, Mike? I feel you.
Told you, man. You're getting killed. Like, the chat, look, the chat is going to root for you because they're sheep. They see the Eddie in the title. They come out, they're sheep. So whoever on the team... Whoever on the team is pro UK, that's who they got to root for. But you already know Ron is IQ.
But look here, if you're listening past, present, or future, and you think me or Ness won this debate, put an M or an N in the comment section. That's easy.
Nah. If you're a UK look, sheep, hit that thumbs down.
UK sheep.
Yo, that's killing me with them thumbs down. Yeah. UK sheep. But yo, Mike, the rap game. It's just like boxing, man. You were saying these all these artists that so-called don't get shelved or don't look. Def Jam was one of those labels that did have a lot of problems from shelving a lot of artists. It's a really bad thing in the music industry, and it happens a lot. And when you look at the boxing game, you know, Mikey Garcia is a prime example of when you don't agree, you don't fight. And that happens pretty often. And we know that there's some situation going on that pretty much undisclosed, so we can't speak on it, but we know there's something weird going on. Now,
why do we allow that shit as fans, though? Like, why do we, like, just
what do you mean allow?
Check him out, because we're attorneys, and we could fucking get Gervonta out of his contract.
You can fake a big enough push on Twitter. I want to see my man in the fucking ring.
But that does nothing, though. I want to hear,
bitch, I'm a baby.
All these people drop these albums. It doesn't happen like that. You know, there's contracts, these obligations. Even Floyd, when he got out, he had to get back in from, like, Jay Prince and other people to get him out. It was kind of like a mutual thing. It's not as easy as, like, oh, we're just going to get him out. You know, Floyd didn't get out the top rank situation, like, super easy, as you think. That's why Mikey Garcia wasn't fighting for 2-3 years, and he was on this fast track now to catch up for the time. Like, they put themselves in these situations, and now they have to figure out how to go, and it's not as easy, you know? So, Tank Davis, you know, I would like to see him fight more. He said he's going to fight in January on his Instagram. Now, how much do I find that to be, you know, true? Well, I don't know. The Charlo rumors were to be fighting in December. It happened in December. They're working on December, so maybe January is more likely. That's what everyone's saying, he's going to fight in January. If it's Mars or not, who knows? I don't think him going over to the zone is going to build him up anymore, because Gervonta definitely was built up as the star, as the flagship on Mayweather's card. I mean, he fought as a co-main event.
It was never my narrative. Never was to build him up. It was just to keep him active. One fight, two fight. What you guys are not doing, he fought one time this year.
But here's the thing, though. All right, just because a fighter fights one time doesn't mean, like, they don't have a plan set. And he's having problems with his promoters. They might stall it, you know? That might be the reason. Maybe Gervonta could have got an extra fight, you know? Maybe he could have. Or maybe they're working certain fights out. Like, Floyd actively was saying he wanted to get the Lomachenko fight. Now, if that's true or not, Top Rank side said Floyd did reach out. I don't know how far that went in depth. But, you know, there was some rumblings of a potential fight with him and Lomachenko. Now, that could have been something that could have been removed and blocked for other reasons. But at the end of the day, we're going to find out what is going to happen next year. But this whole contract situation, him going to Eddie's kind of going back and forth on his, well, I would say, this is what I would say. If Eddie's poaching out and he's doing all this stuff, he can't be upset with all the Adrian Broner and the Tyson Fury contracts being put out. And if he's going rugged, he's going, hey, I'm going to go try to poach people, that's the game he's going to go. It's kind of corrupt, just like the rap game's kind of fucked up, the crack game's kind of fucked up, the boxing game's kind of fucked up. I myself can understand, like, I don't really see promoters commonly do that. And you can't really compare Tank to Javante, because Tank, Javante to Tevin Farmer, because Tevin Farmer, it was nowhere. He was nowhere to be seen. No one knew him. I was trying to explain the whole situation with Javante and Tevin Farmer to my dad. And my dad was like, oh, Javante's fighting? Because he knows him. And he's a hardcore fan, but he doesn't have the time to keep up. So Tevin Farmer just, he needed that attention. He needed to get this promotion. That's why they're kind of having him call out Javante on the zone, because that's what the fans want, right? But that's what he needs. He needs to be on the platform so he can call out Javante. He doesn't have that platform on ESPN Plus over in Australia, super early in the morning, you know, he just doesn't. So this is more beneficial for Tevin Farmer than Javante. Javante's better on Showtime, where he can get these co-main events. Imagine if he gets to fight co-main event on Broner and Manny Pacquiao. What's more beneficial? Javante fighting on that card or fighting DAZN twice against people we really don't care to see? That's my whole thing. So we'll see how this all plays out. It's very interesting. I kind of agree with you, Ness, on the whole poaching thing, but it's boxing. So if Eddie's going to play that game, then expect that game to be played against him. And if he doesn't complain, then that's fair. That's fair on him. But that's pretty much my narrative, man.
Man, we've all seen.
All right, Ron, thanks for calling in.
We've all seen Javante on a big stage, and he's always not did very good. I mean, he has good and has bad. Like the last fight, Conor McGregor didn't have a good outing, so it is what it is. The stage really don't matter because he's a star now. Like you said, he's been with Drake. Or whatever, so it is what it is. But real quick, we got super chat.
Let me get to that. Dice Reg, what's up, brother? He's been listening for years. I guess he's not happy with me, but shout out. He's definitely from the UK, and he says, Ness, you're so hung up on Eddie, you're looking past Fury like a bum. Fury all day. Best interview TBV ever had was about 3 years after started with Fury. I mean, listen, I'm glad that you're picking Fury, so this win only means more for Wilder. And then, you know, I don't know, you're still gonna call me a fanboy then, even though it's only gonna strengthen, right, like my narrative if he wins. So I don't know, but anyway, Grandmaster Flash, I actually like Wilder, but Ness, you turned into a Wilder sheep this week. Content is getting cringe. Hey B, I mean, listen, I'm a Wilder sheep. You're an AJ protector. I mean, it is what it is, bro. Thanks, you know, there's Pactards, there's Flomos, there's Spencers, you know, there's all that stuff out there, bro. This is boxing. That's what the quicker you guys learn to understand that boxing is no different than two football teams going at it.
No different.
Then, you know, we'd all be in a more comfortable space, because you'd understand I'm rooting for my team like you're rooting for your team. That's it. Doesn't mean I wish you any harm or, but you know, ill will.
It does to a certain extent, because they are a extension of their fighter.
And well, so then they need to not take it personal.
If my fighter is beating up your fighter and just beats him up, and I see you in the hallway, yeah, you're rooting and shit, and I'm just demoralized, and especially if I just bet $100, $200 in that fighter that just lost, and you're over there happy and shit, it's gonna make me feel a way. I'm just saying.
You always just saying something. Let's go out to Gary, Texas.
What up, Gary?
What's going on, fellas? Real quick, Ness. And you know I love the show, but you saying don't get caught in your feelings over your favorite fighter. Every time I say something about Keith Thurman, you get caught up in your feelings.
How I get caught up in my feelings by bringing up facts? You just mad that Keith Thurman got more facts to bring up than any other welterweight.
So you mad right now?
No,
he's
again, facts. Again,
he
facts.
2 years, he's
facts.
Okay. So,
Gary, Keith that's and that's a knock on yeah. Keith. That should be a detriment to the rest of the welterweight division that the best guy is out 2 years and still has a better resume than everyone else.
My nigga just
boom,
said,
drops mic, walks the fuck away.
He just said Keith Thurman's name and you just went
Hang on, Ness. Does Keith Thurman even have a better win than, say, Jeff Horn? No, he doesn't. So he doesn't have the best
yo,
resume.
Yo, stop it. Stop it. You sound like a weirdo.
Does he have a best?
You sound like a weirdo.
Facts.
That's a fact. Jeff Horn got a better win than does Keith Thurman at 147. That's just a fact. That's not my opinion or my feeling.
So let me ask you a question here. Let me get this straight. Let me get this straight for the sheep in the chat that may not understand your craziness. You are saying that a controversial win over Manny Pacquiao is better than Keith Thurman's win over Porter and Danny. Excuse me. Let him answer.
Can I answer? The win against Pacquiao is better than any win, than any single win than Keith Thurman has. Absolutely, for a fact.
All right. I'm not even going to argue with you. I just know that from this point on, I must remove myself from the conversation because I don't really, argue with dummies.
How is that? No. That's a cop out, right? Just like you're dumb, I'm not going to talk to you. Because I think that Manny Pacquiao is better than Danny Garcia, which is like objectively true, is it not? Like, do you want to go over Pacquiao's resume?
But Manny Pacquiao's loss to Jeff Horn was controversial. So for you to give Horn 100% credit and then turn around
go back and rescore it. And the judges said, yeah, we'll agree that Jeff won. So what are you talking about?
Mike, no one cares if they had judges go back and rescore it. Why don't you speed up, monotone, Mike? We don't know what you say. You're saying it too slow.
I'm trying to fucking point across because you're so fucking thick-headed. I figure if I say it slow enough, it'll go in your ear slow.
All I know is Thurman got the best resume in welterweight.
Okay. Hang on, you're saying Jeff Horn's victory was controversial because some people scored it for Pac. Did some people score the Keith Thurman Sean Porter fight for Sean Porter? You know what I'm saying? So
I thought Sean Porter had a case for a draw. Absolutely.
Ohio runs boxing. Talk to me.
What's good, y'all?
What up?
Hey, it's actually a good debate between y'all on this, man. But
ain't no debate, Mike, man. It's a fucking massacre.
All I see is that we got more people with brains than we got sheep in the chat. It's 69 people with brains that hit the thumbs up and 63 sheep that hit the thumbs down.
Smash that thumbs up button.
Only if you woke. No, if you drinking that Eddie Hearn juice. Hit the thumbs down. You a sheep. You a sheep. You drinking that Eddie Hearn AJ juice? Hit the fucking sheep. The down button. You a sheep.
I roll with you, Mike, for most of the time, man. You know I roll with you, man.
Here come a butt. Here come a butt.
We go hard for Crawford. No. I'm just letting know. But I got to go with Ness, man, on this, man. I think it's definitely, man, Eddie Hearn. He's doing a little bit too much, bro. And it's not even that thing. What he's doing with 3-fight deal. But Tank, man, come on, bro. Like, come on. That's just, you know he ain't supposed to be doing that. You know, he's doing a little bit too much. Now, personally, it's funny to me because, you know, I'm one of the ones that ain't repping the zone because of Eddie. Now that Golden Boy and Canelo is changing the field a little bit. But I had that type of hate towards Eddie. Like, but Eddie, at the end of the day, he is a good promoter. But at the same time, he's doing a little too much, and it's reminding me.
Explain the hate for Eddie, though. Does it all consider the
Wilder Joshua? It's the Wilder, man. It's the Wilder negotiations, how he tried to make Wilder look like he's ducking. And he's playing as he's doing it continuously. But back to what I'm saying, what he's doing is the same thing Eric Bischoff did in WCW. If they had social media back then, you would have seen the outcome. Eric Bischoff was, I don't know if y'all watch wrestling. But
I used to watch
Eric
Bischoff wrestling,
was,
yeah.
He was telling the WCW fans, the people that was watching live, that WWF was, you know, the results of those matches. He did everything he possibly could to try to destroy that.
Yeah,
and you can't fault him for that. But at the end of the day, who was standing at the end of the day? Vince
right.
took over. You see what I'm saying? He took over after all that Eric Bischoff was doing, and that's what Eddie is doing to me. He's trying to do what he's the best he can do. But at the end of the day, it ain't gonna be too good. I want to see the best fights. I want to see Tevin versus Tane. So I'll be lying if I try to want to see that fight.
We can't even get them work together for the Tevin and Tane. How do we expect to see the Crawford and Spence, the Wilder and Joshuas? Come on, y'all, wake up.
That's my call.
Well, all right, Ohio Runs Boxing. Thank you for calling in. We're going out to the UK. Say the best for last. Michael, what up, baby?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's going on, Mike?
Hey, yeah, you know what, man? I just think that, first off, I just like that last caller. I think people need to grow up a little bit with Eddie Hearn stuff. Like, I'm not watching The Zone because of Eddie Hearn. Like, if you're a fan of boxing, you're going to watch the boxing. It's nothing to do with the promoters. If we was going to stop watching sport because of promoters, then we wouldn't be watching Top Rank because Crawford is not facing Spence. We wouldn't be watching PBC because Spence is saying I'm the A side against Crawford. We wouldn't be watching, do you know what I mean? This can go on all day. Like, at the end of the day, we're fans of boxing. We need to just watch the boxing and forget about what the promoters are doing. We all know what they're doing. They're the same thing. Do you know what I mean? Hello?
Hold on 1 second. Right, sorry about that.
Hello?
Sorry about that. Someone's calling the wrong Skype there.
Oh.
Remember, it's Skype Nestor Gibbs, not anything else.
But yeah, I mean, everyone's a fan of boxing. We should just watch the boxing and forget about these promoters because we all know what they're doing. We should just focus on that. Do you know what I mean? So all this Eddie Hearn, I'm not watching this, I'm not watching that. I mean, we could go on all day about it. That's my opinion on it anyways. But back to the Eddie Hearn trying to poach Gervonta Davis. I don't see a problem. To be honest with you, I don't see a problem. We have a fighter. If you look at it logically, we have a fighter who is unhappy because he's not fighting. He's putting up posts saying free tank. He wants to fight. Do you know what I mean? And Eddie Hearn is offering him fights. Do you know what I mean? He's offering a big payday, career high payday, offering him fights. I don't see what the problem that he's doing. If it was anybody else, if it was Top Rank offering the same thing, if it was another company, then no one would be complaining about it. Because it's Eddie Hearn, people are saying, oh, it's Eddie Hearn, this is this and this and this. I don't see the problem. And also as well, in the longer term effect, this is going to damage Mayweather Promotions' brand in general. Because if you're an up-and-coming fighter, and you want to sign with a promoter, you're unlikely going to be signing with Mayweather, because when your biggest fighter is unhappy, then it puts other fighters off. So I think that they need to play ball and at least show that, you know, they are like a decent promoter, because at the moment it's not looking good for them right now. And that's my opinion on it anyways. So, yeah.
I absolutely agree with you, brother.
Well, all right. I believe I've added Brian, right? Correct, you there?
Hello.
Yes, you called in the wrong Skype, sir. I got you here connected to the proper one. We wanted to give you an opportunity. I'm pretty sure you got some harsh things to say to our hostess, so go ahead.
Is he a first-time caller?
I believe so.
So can we get that first-time caller intro?
Do you know what the first-time caller intro is, sir?
Yep.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut,
the man.
Where you from? Where you from?
Scotland.
Scotland in the building. All right, go let him have it.
I just want to know why Nestor hates the UK fighters, promoters, management, the lot.
Yeah, why, Nestor?
I actually don't. You see, I was with Anthony Yard in Philadelphia. You see, I was with Billy Joe Sanders in Sheffield. You see, I used to be with Kell Brook in New York, and Kell Brook even wanted to come to studio. You see, I was with Tyson Fury in New York 3 years ago. It's the fans, bro. It's the fans, bro. Like, you know, they're obsessive and obnoxious and annoying. And they're not like you, right? They don't have
that
voice.
That's on both sides of the pond.
They don't have a voice, you know what I mean? Like, they're 99% in the chat just being annoying trolls. People that call in get respect. We're going on our fourth appreciation night. We've had people flying from the UK, Scotland, Australia. Bro, people love boxing, but some of these guys, you know, it's ridiculousness.
Fair play. Before I go, Tyson Fury's going to knock out Deontay Wilder.
Wow. Just remember to keep saying that up until December 1st, all right? Because I don't want you guys to start to disappear as fight week comes and all of a sudden. No, that's what happens. You know, you guys build them up as the fight gets closer. Then it's like, you know, reality sets in. It's like, fuck, Wilder's going to knock his head off. No, Tyson's a bum. Tyson hasn't fought in 2 years. Tyson's the Tojo cherry picker, you know?
Team Fury to the death.
Oh.
All right, brother.
It'll be quick, I promise you.
Yeah. Well, all right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in, and I hope to hear you back soon. Mike, we got through another one.
That's it.
It wasn't a lot of sheep. Look, the total of sheep were 74, so we still have more true boxing fans, more real boxing fans, more honest, good, wholehearted people. Then we have mindless sheep that just walk around here saying, "Meh, this is only 74 of those pussies." So we good.
Y'all know how I do it. Every time I come through, I let us have it with my green belt, new champion around the
field. Someone asked Mike to speed it up or turn it up. And he's like, "Y'all know how I do when I come around. Tell him, I think it's that East Coast bug got him super slow.
East Coast bug.
Look.
East Coast bug. Nah, but real shit. You can follow me on Twitter at Gross2312 or IG at Gross9911. Eddie, I have no problem with what you're doing. Tank's not getting the fight that he needs. Tank's not being that active. And all you're trying to do is maybe you cut down the four-fight deal to a one-fight deal or a two-fight deal just to show him that, hey, I'm not trying to keep him. I just want, you know what I'm saying, some exposure for our channel and possibly a setup for a Tevin Foreman showdown, because we all know that's the fight that we want to see. And if they can negotiate that, then that gives me optimism for the big fights down the road, the Crawfords and Spences and the Wilders and Joshuas of the world.
There's only one Deontay Wilder.
See you later, sheep. Peace.